Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Hello and welcome to No Excuses and another episode with me, Fitz, and let's get to work with a little bit of vocabulary. Book 3, List 17. When I say Book 3, I mean Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet, List 17. How do you buy these? Make it easy on yourself. I can't remember who sang that. Make it easy on yourself. So make it easy on yourself and go to baugantienda.com, baugantienda.com, and search for vocabulary booklet, and there you have it, and it will be delivered straight to your door. I can't remember who sang Make It Easy on Yourself. It was not Frank Sinatra, it was not Dean Martin, it was not Tony Bennett. By the way, if you like that kind of music, even if you don't, those guys who some people would call crooners, that style of singing, easy to listen to, the Walker Brothers, the song I think was written by Burt Bacharach, who can be regarded as one of the greatest. It was also sung by Jerry Butler. And also by Dionne Warwick. But I think it was written by Burt Bacharach, who was one of the greatest songwriters of all time. He wrote a lot of big, big hits. But anyway, like I said, make it easy on yourself. Go to thebaugantienda.com and it's right there for you. It's right there. Oh, he's still alive. He is 92 years old. Let me see if I can find some of his famous songs. But they're the kind of songs you've heard. You've heard them over and over and over. Wow. So many different songs. Anyway, we'll come back to that because he's probably one of the most important songwriters in the last 100 years in English. So here we go. Hermosura. Hermosura. O belleza. Hermosura o belleza. Beauty. Beauty. A great song by William, a great poem by William Butler Yeats. A terrible beauty is born. A terrible beauty is born. And a great film, American Beauty, with Kevin Spacey and Annette Bening. Ciudadano. Ciudadano. Citizen. Citizen. Citizen Kane. Regarded as one of the greatest films ever made. I've never seen it. It starred Orson Welles. Orson Welles, Citizen Kane. Cajon, drawer. Drawer, the top drawer, the middle drawer, the bottom drawer. It was a top drawer performance, an expression from British English. The goal was out of the top drawer. The goal was out of the top drawer. Speaking of goals, what about that result between Spain and Germany? 6-0. Wow. Exportaciones, exports. Make sure you get a strong X in there. Exports. Exports and imports. Soltura, fluency. She speaks the language with great fluency. Pr- practicing verb structures gives you great fluency. Mastering the auxiliary verb to do gives you great fluency. Ultramarinos comestibles. Ultramarinos comestibles. Groceries. Groceries. In Ireland, we call them messages. In Ireland, we call them messages. I've told you this story before, where I confused the word submarinos and ultramarinos, and I asked somebody, ¿Dónde está los submarinos? And it was an old lady in the street, and she said, ultramarinos? And I said, ah, yes, there you go. So, excuse me, where are the submarines? What are you talking about? Peinado. Peinado. Hairstyle. Hairstyle. The TV program Peaky Blinders, which is set in the 1910s, the 1920s, has had a huge influence on the current hairstyle of young men and boys. Shaved at the sides and a bit long on top, straight out of the 1920s. Audición o capacidad auditiva. Audición o capacidad auditiva. Hearing. He has trouble with his hearing. He's hard of hearing, which means a person who is a little bit deaf. Hearing. Poco a poco. Poco a poco. Little by little. Little by little. Going back to hearing. You would say, turn up the radio. I can't hear it. I can't hear it. So you're listening to the radio. The listening is more the active element, and hearing is the more passive element. Poco a poco, little by little. Great song by Oasis, the Manchester group, little by little. Suerte o fortuna. Suerte o fortuna. Luck or good fortune. Good fortune. Luck or good fortune. Espejo. Espejo. Mirror. Mirror. Famous newspaper in England, the Daily Mirror. Barrio. Barrio. Neighborhood. Neighborhood. Now, in American English, it's N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R-H-O-O-D. In British and Irish English, it's N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. H-B-O-U-R-H-O-O-D. Neighborhood. But the word barrio is increasingly used in English, in American English especially, for the big cities of the United States, the barrios. Parafo. Parafo. Now, that comes from the culture, for example, the Hispanic culture in the United States that comes from Puerto Rico, for example, especially. And people like Jennifer Lopez using the word barrio in her songs, for example. Parafo. Parafo. Paragraph. Paragraph. Precisamente. Precisamente. Precisely. Precisely. Recesión. Recesión. Recession. So the second, the middle sound is sh. Recession. Re. Session, recession, recession. Egoista, egoista. Selfish, be careful of the pronunciation. Because if you say shellfish, what are you talking about? You're talking about mariscos. So egoista, selfish, selfish. La ley, the law, the law. Great song by The Clash. I fought the law and the law won. Predecir, predecir, to predict, to predict. I predicted that. Nobody predicted that. Nobody predicted that result. Nobody predicted that Spain would beat Germany 6-0. By the way, nil. You can say zero, but most typically in when we're talking about soccer or football, rugby, we would talk about nil and not zero. It would be very unusual to say zero. 6-0. 6-0. Nil being the old Latin word, of course, nil. Pulsar, pulsar, to press, press that button, or don't press that button. Prevenir o evitar, prevenir o evitar. Where am I? Sorry, to prevent. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. A stitch in time saves nine. A stitch in time saves nine. Sobrevivir. Sobrevivir. To survive. To survive. Two V's at the end. To survive. Herramienta. Herramienta. Tool. What tools are you using? Variedad. Variedad. Variety. Variety is the spice of life. Alambre o cable. Alambre o cable. Wire. Now, you can also say cable, but wire will cover most things. Wire. The Wire. One of the greatest TV shows of all time. The Wire. One of my favorite TV shows. All right. Let's do a question mix from English O'Clock here. Can you act as well as an actor? Can you act as well as an actor? No, I can't. No, I can't. Is being an adult more difficult than being a teenager? Is being an adult more difficult than being a teenager? I don't know. I think being a teenager is a difficult time in life because you're changing from a child to an adult. And the world can be a difficult place. I think now, especially, with all of the restrictions and the lockdown and all the strangeness that goes with that, I think it's not such an easy time to be a teenager. What's the best food in the world for you? What's the best food in the world for you? Well, I really like Italian food. I like French food. Believe it or not, there is such a thing as Irish food. Not much, but there is. But I think I do have to say that my favorite food is Spanish food. Fabada. This time of year, a good fabada. Which we would probably call a white bean stew. A white bean stew. Lentejas. Lentils. What else do you have? Patatas a la Riojana. Riojan potatoes. All of that stuff. There's great soup in Spain. Purees. Soup. Spanish winter food is my favorite. The summer food is good, but it's the winter food. What you would call cuchara. The stews, that heavy winter food, that's my favourite. Where were you yesterday at 3 o'clock? Where were you yesterday at 3 o'clock? Yesterday at 3 o'clock, I was in the Vaughan office. I was in the Vaughan office because I go there twice a week. Twice a week, every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every second Friday, or every other Friday, or every alternate Friday. Am I richer or poorer than Madonna? Am I richer or poorer than Madonna? No, I'm poorer than Madonna in financial terms. You don't hear much about Madonna these days. Did you take a sip? Did you take a sip, un sorbo, of water yesterday? Did you take a sip of water yesterday? Yes, I like to drink a lot of very cold, cold water, even this time of the year. I really enjoy that. Do you know anybody who plays for Real Madrid? Do you know anybody who plays for Real Madrid? No. I mean, I know the players, but I don't have as much interest in soccer or football than I did have. When I was a kid, I would say it was my favourite sport. The older I got, the more I appreciated the two main Irish sports of hurling, not curling, hurling, and Gaelic football. I also like to watch a lot of rugby, but the quantity of money in soccer has destroyed it a little bit. So, no, I don't know anybody who plays for Real Madrid. Now, an interesting grammatical thing here. A lot of Americans would say, I don't know anybody who plays on Real Madrid. At least two friends of mine, Eamon and Antonio, who are from the Chicago area, they use that preposition when it comes to teams. He was on Real Madrid. Interesting. How long does it take you to take the milk out of the fridge? How long does it take you to take the milk out of the fridge? It takes me 2 seconds to take the milk out of the fridge. It takes me 2 seconds to take the milk out of the fridge. Now, milk, of course, is also a verb in English. To milk the cows. Or you could say, yeah, he really milked that situation. Now, an example of this would be, going back to soccer, to football, where you get players, which is one of the things that bothers me, trying to get cheap penalties by cheating, or trying to get a player sent off. So, a player runs into the penalty area, and he collapses theatrically. And of course, he's looking for a penalty. And the commentator might say, oh, come on, he's milking the situation. He's trying to make the most, in a negative sense, he's trying to make the most out of the situation. When was the last time you ate olives? When was the last time you ate olives? The last time I ate olives was last Thursday. The last time I ate olives was last Thursday in a great traditional bar and restaurant called Casa Tinin near the office we have on Cayo Rense. Did you buy salmon on Saturday? Salmon, yes. It's not salmon. Ah, salmon. The L is silent. Did you buy salmon on Saturday? No, I didn't. Now, that reminds me, when I was a kid growing up, I really liked Greek mythology. I liked Irish mythology. And, of course, the stories are very similar. different names, different places, but the stories and the morals are very similar. But in Irish mythology, Celtic mythology, was a group called na Fianna. Now, Fianna means literally the soldiers. And this was a mythological group who had magical powers. Their leader was a man called Fionn MacCool. Now, Fionn means a person with blonde hair. It's actually still a relatively common name for boys in Ireland. It's not for girls, only for boys. And the leader was Fionn MacCool. And so this was known in English as the Fenian cycle of Irish mythology. The Fenian cycle. And one of my favorite stories within that was a story called the Salmon of Knowledge. The Salmon of Knowledge. Okay. Now, let me see if I can find it. I have a version here of this, which I'll tell you. So, at this stage, Fionn MacCool was a young boy and he had been apprenticed, which means he had been put in the care of a priest. And this was quite common at the time, that families would put a child of theirs in the care of a priest or a teacher who would teach them. So this story figures prominently in the boyhood deeds of Fionn. So deeds are actions, things he carried out, which recounts the early adventures of Fionn MacCool, who was this man who later became the leader of the Fianna. So according to the story, an ordinary salmon ate 9 hazelnuts, abianas, that fell into the well of wisdom. Sabio. That fell into the well of wisdom. From 9 hazel trees that surrounded the well. Of course, these stories always have great symmetry, and numbers are very important, like the number 3, the number 5, the number 7, the number 9, typically. So, that according to the story, an ordinary salmon ate 9 hazelnuts that fell into the well of wisdom. From 9 hazel trees that surrounded the well. By this act, the salmon gained all the world's knowledge. And the first person to eat the salmon would in turn gain this knowledge. So the poet, a man called Finn Ekis or Finnegas, spent 7 years fishing for the salmon. So there you go, 9 and 7. Finally, Finn caught the salmon and gave the fish to Fionn, who was his servant, his apprentice, with instructions to cook it, but on no account to eat any of it. Fionn cooked the salmon, turning it over and over, but when he touched the fish with his thumb to see if it was cooked, he burnt his finger on a drop of hot cooking fish fat. Fionn sucked on his burnt finger to ease the pain. Little did Fionn know that all of the salmon's wisdom had been concentrated into that one drop of fish fat. When he brought the cooked meal to Finn Ekis, his master, the master saw that the boy's eyes shone with a previously unseen wisdom. Finn Ekis asked Fionn if he had eaten any of the salmon. Answering no, The boy explained what had happened. So Finn Ekis, the master, realized that Fionn, the apprentice, had received the wisdom of the salmon. So he gave him the rest of the fish to eat. Fionn ate the salmon, and in so doing, gained all the knowledge of the world. Throughout the rest of his life, Fionn could draw upon this knowledge merely by biting his thumb. Merely just by biting his thumb. The deep knowledge and wisdom gained from the salmon of knowledge allowed Fionn to become the leader of the Fianna, the famed heroes of Irish myth, the famous heroes of Irish mythology. All right. So, off on a bit of a tangent there. Did you buy salmon on Saturday? No, I didn't. How often do you drink fizzy drinks? I drink fizzy drinks much less than I used to because there's too much sugar in them, although I like them. Can you survive without water? No human being can survive without water in some form. Are there any lakes in Madrid? Well, there are reservoirs in the Comunidad de Madrid. When did you last go to El Escorial? I last went to El Escorial about 14 years ago. Yeah. No more. 16 years ago. Is Fifth Avenue one of the most famous streets in the world? Yes, it is. Is Las Vegas bigger than New York? No, it's not. Where is Las Vegas? It's in the state of Nevada. Where in Nevada is it? It's in the south of Nevada. Would you like to go to Las Vegas? Not especially, but I think it would be fun. Are you a gambler? No, thankfully I'm not. Can gambling become a problem? Yes, it can. It can become a very serious problem. And it can be a very serious problem more for men, it seems, especially young men than women. When was the last time you gambled? Well, I do play the lottery every month. I do play the lottery with a group of work colleagues every month. So I last gambled a couple of days ago. Is there a dog under the table? Give me a negative answer, full answer. Is there a dog under the table? No, there isn't a dog under the table. Which is correct? A uniform or an uniform? A uniform is correct. And you might say, but U, the letter U is a vowel. Yes, but in this case, it's not a vowel sound. It sounds more like a Y, which is a consonant. Don't remember, the spelling in English generally won't help you. Did you and I speak yesterday? No, we didn't. What is Tokyo famous for? It's famous for its Michelin restaurants. Ask me what my middle name is. What's your middle name? My middle name is Kevin. St. Kevin was one of the apostles of St. Patrick. And if you go to visit Ireland and you go south of Dublin into County Wicklow, you can find the beautiful location of Glendalough, which means the Valley of Two Lakes. And that's where St. Kevin had his monastery. And it's still intact. I think it's a 6th or 7th century settlement. And there is a round tower. And there's a church. And what's known as St. Kevin's Kitchen. When was the last time you talked to Richard Vaughan? The last time I talked to Richard Vaughan was last Thursday. Is there a police station near your house? Yes, there is a police station near my house. How much money is there in a millionaire's bank account? Well, there's a lot of money in a millionaire's bank account. Now, what's a paper millionaire? What's a paper millionaire? A person who has assets that are worth a million or more. But of course, it doesn't mean that they are cash rich, because we would say this person is asset rich, cash poor. Asset rich, cash poor. And you might say, well, what's an asset? So on a balance sheet, you have assets and liabilities. So assets are, we would say, activo, and then you have liabilities, which is the opposite. So a person can be asset rich, but cash poor. I was reading an article the other day about land ownership in Ireland, and of course many Irish farmers are exactly this. They are asset rich, but cash poor. So a lot of people would say, wow, they own so much land, they must be rich, but their income isn't very high. And of course they're self-employed, their income is unstable. And so we would say, yes, they're a paper millionaire, but unless they're going to sell all of their land, they're not really a millionaire. They're not really a millionaire. And a lot of them, of course, they have an emotional attachment to the land, because usually it's something they inherited down the generations from their family, and they don't want to sell. Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Baugan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Baugan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
¿Ha tenido un posible contagio de COVID o quiere evitarlos? ¿Necesita viajar o visitar a algún familiar? Por su tranquilidad o por la seguridad de sus seres queridos, en Laboratorios LifeLens realizamos pruebas PCR con informe de resultados en el mismo día y test rápido de antígenos y de anticuerpos con resultados en 15 minutos en Madrid. Pida su cita online en citacovid.com. Recuerde, citacovid.com.
¿Estás escuchando?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Esto, lo que oyes.
Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Welcome back to No Excuses, or welcome if you're just joining us. And let's do a little bit of mastering the interrogative. So, here we go. I'll give you the answer, you give me the question. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. What time is it? What time is it? Or, what's the time? What is the time? That's another common way of asking. Excuse me, what's the time? What's the time? It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. A way of asking politely on the street in England would be, do you have the time on you? Which sounds strange, but it's a common thing. Someone might stop. Excuse me, do you have the time on you? And of course, now everybody has access to the time because everybody has a phone. And has punctuality improved? No. I would say it's worse. It's worse, even for video conference meetings. I see it all the time. How can you be constantly late for a video conference meeting? It was 2:15 when the meeting finally started. It was 2:15 when the meeting finally started. What time was it when the meeting finally started? What time was it when the meeting finally started? We had to wait 30 minutes. We had to wait 30 minutes. How long did we have to wait? Or how long did you have to wait? Now, could you say how much time? Yeah, but it's easier. Use how long. How long? How much time is 3 words? How long is 2 words? Simplicity. Brevity. Brevity. Which is, you could say, briefness. Brevity. By the way, briefness doesn't exist. So it's very brief. But I admire brevity. I admire brevity. The minimum temperature required is 30 degrees. The minimum temperature required is 30 degrees. What's the minimum temperature required? The minimum temperature required. The plan failed because Morgan made a mistake. The plan failed because Morgan made a mistake. Why did the plan fail? Why did the plan fail? It was Morgan's fault. It was Morgan's fault. Whose fault was it? Whose fault was it? Now, Morgan is a common, relatively common Irish surname and a relatively common Welsh surname. There are a lot of names in Scotland, England and Wales that are also common in Ireland. Now, Scotland, because Scotland's original language is Scottish or Scots Gaelic or Scots Gaelic. Then you have Irish or Gaelic, the language of my country. And they're from the same source. They're from the same root. And Irish tribes invaded Scotland in about the 5th century. So you have a lot of very common surnames. A lot of very common surnames. And because Wales is so close to Ireland, you have surnames like Collins, Vaughan, for example. Baughan is one. And Morgan is another one. And then, of course, Morgan is a relatively common first name. It's a relatively common first name. So it was Morgan's fault. Whose fault was it? Who can we blame? Whose fault was it? He became rich. He became rich to become rich. He became rich through a good investment plan. He became rich through a good investment plan. How did he become rich? How did he become rich? The bus broke down between Soria and Logroño. The bus broke down between Soria and Logroño. Where did the bus break down? So the bus broke down. Where did the bus break down? Money motivates Morgan to work so hard. Money motivates Morgan to work so hard. What motivates Morgan to work so hard? What motivates Morgan to work so hard? This monastery was built in the 12th century. This monastery was built in the 12th century. When was this monastery built? When was this monastery built? The company was founded in 1967. The company was founded in 1967. When was the company founded? When was the company founded? She will be operated on, which means she will have surgery in a hospital, in an operating theater. She will be operated on next week. She will be operated on next week. When will she be operated on? So to be operated on. When will she be operated on? The operation will take place next week. The operation will take place next week. When will the operation take place? When will the operation take place? You can trust him for anything. You can trust him for anything. How far can I trust him? How far can I trust him? Now you have the expression, you can trust him as far as you can throw him, which means you can't trust him at all. You can trust him as far as you can throw him. He's been unemployed for 7 months. He's been unemployed for 7 months. How long has he been unemployed? How long has he been unemployed? This policy only covers accidental death. Accidental death. This policy only covers accidental death. What does this policy cover? What does this policy cover? My main concern right now is employee morale. Now, morale, spirit, motivation, M-O-R-A-L-E, morale. So there's an E at the end, but it's silent. Well, kind of silent. My main concern right now is employee morale. What's your main concern right now? What's your main concern right now? Peter knows the combination to the lock. Peter knows the combination to the lock. Who knows the combination to the lock? Who knows the combination to the lock? I consider hard work to be the key to his success. I consider hard work to be the key to his success. What do you consider to be the key to his success? What do you consider to be the key to his success? Morgan did it. Well, Morgan's getting a lot of mention today. Morgan did it. Who did it? Who did it? There's a type of novel or film or play which is called a whodunit, which is written W-H-O-D-U-N-N-I-T. Now, of course, it should be who did it, but it's usually a murder mystery, like Agatha Christie. Agatha Christie books would be the most famous whodunits. Whodunits. Morgan did it. Who did it? Not who done it. Who did it? Although, if you do, in all native English-speaking countries, you get people who misconjugate the verbs. I seen it. I done it. I done it. He did it last week. He did it last week. When did he do it? When did he do it? He's done it twice so far this month. He's done it twice so far this month. How often has he done it so far this month? Or how many times has he done it so far this month? We solved it by means of a special heat process. We solved it by means of a special heat process. By means, by the way of, by. We solved it through maybe a special heat process. We solved it through a special heat process. How did you solve it? How did you solve it? The report is 24 pages long. The report is 24 pages long. How long is the report? How long is the report? I've gone over 2/3 of the report. I don't understand gone over. To go over. No, I don't get it. To review. To read. To read carefully. To review carefully. Ah, the verb to go over. To examine. To examine. To examine. I've gone over 2/3 of the report. How much of the report have you gone over? How much of the report have you gone over? How much of the report have you gone over? I turned down the offer because it was expensive. I turned down the offer because it was expensive. Why did you turn down the offer? Why did you turn down the offer? To turn down, to reject in this case. To reject. You can learn the process by observation. You can learn the process by observation. How can I learn the process? How can I learn the process? His phone number is 336-8179. His phone number is 336-8179. What's his phone number? What's his phone number? Now, if you watch the typical Hollywood films and TV series, American TV series, almost always the phone numbers they use start with 555, because that's invalid. Because I presume when they would use other numbers, people would just decide to randomly call these numbers. And so they use 555. Something I miss is when nobody had mobile phones and everything was a landline, and you could always tell where the person lived or was working by the local area code. In Cork, that was 021, 021. In Dublin, it was 01. Well, sorry, Cork City was 021. His phone has been out of order for 2 weeks. His phone has been out of order for 2 weeks. How long has his phone been out of order? How long has his phone been out of order? These were in the days when you had to get the telephone repair people to come to your house to fix the phone. Now you just walk into a shop. You can learn English quickly by studying every day. You can learn English quickly by studying every day. How can I learn English quickly? How can I learn English quickly? Let's do a bit of work with to be able to. To be able to, was able to, were able to. So, for example, I will say, you study English last weekend. Ask me a question. You study English last weekend. Ask me a question. Were you able to study English last weekend? Were you able to study English last weekend? Yes, I was able to study English last weekend. John F. Kennedy inspire people. John F. Kennedy inspire people. Give me an affirmative, a sentence. John F. Kennedy was able to inspire people. John F. Kennedy was able to inspire people. Now, whatever else you might say about his political achievements, his personal life, he was probably the most inspirational speaker of all the American presidents. He had a fantastic delivery. He was very charismatic. He obviously had great speechwriters. I don't think he had a speechwriter called, I think, Ted Sorensen when he was president. And maybe, I guess, before he was president also. Ted Sorensen. Sorensen is a Swedish surname. And of course, he had all these great phrases that he took from other people as well. Ask not what you can do for your country, but no. Sorry. Yes, of course. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. You relax last weekend. Give me a negative statement. You relax last weekend. Speak in the first person. I wasn't able to relax last weekend. I wasn't able to relax last weekend. Me take a holiday last year. Me take a holiday last year. Ask me a question. Were you able to take a holiday last year? Were you able to take a holiday last year? Fireworks display attract people's attention. Fireworks display attract people's attention. Ask me a question. Are fireworks displays able to catch people's attention? Are fireworks displays able to catch people's attention? Or, of course, you could also say, can fireworks displays catch people's attention? Can fireworks displays catch people's attention? You played tennis when you were a teenager. Give me a positive answer. You played tennis when you were a teenager. First person. Yes, I was able to play tennis when I was a teenager. Teenager. I was able to play tennis when I was a teenager. Cortés conquer Mexico. Cortés conquer Mexico. Was Cortés able to conquer Mexico? Was Cortés able to conquer Mexico? Yes, he was. Yes, he was. You speak English before I met you. Give me a positive answer. Of course you were able to. You speak English before I met you. I was able to speak English before I met you. I was able to speak English before I met you. Me speak Spanish before I came to Spain. Me speak Spanish before I came to Spain. Ask me a question. Were you able to speak Spanish before you came to Spain? Were you able to speak Spanish before you came to Spain? Could you speak Spanish before you came to Spain? Now you might say, well, which do you prefer? I actually prefer were you able because it's more precise. It's more precise. Could you could relate to right now. Whereas were you able to is clearly in the past. Were you able to speak Spanish before you came to Spain? No. No, I wasn't able to speak Spanish. I wasn't able to speak Spanish before I came to Spain. Henry VIII live with more than one wife. Now give me a positive answer. But it's not true. Well, actually, in a way, yes. Henry VIII live with more than one wife. Was Henry VIII able to live with more than one wife? Was Henry VIII able to live with more than one wife? Well, okay, technically speaking, he wasn't, because he managed to divorce from Catherine of Aragon, and then he married the other five wives. But Catherine of Aragon remained alive. He didn't execute her. He only executed two of his wives. He only executed two of them. Anne Boleyn was one, and the other one was one of the two Catherines, Catherine Howard or Catherine Parr. I can never remember. I think it was Catherine Parr, Henry VIII, Queen Elizabeth I's father, Henry VIII. Supposedly, he was the author of a song called Scarborough Fair, which was made famous by Simon and Garfunkel. Now, is there proof that he wrote it? I think it's something that's disputed, but he is generally credited with being the author. So are you going to Scarborough Fair? Let me see if I can find the lyrics here, because it's a great song. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. Now, Scarborough, where's Scarborough? Scarborough's in Yorkshire. It's on the Yorkshire coast. It is now Canticle. The song was also known as Canticle. So are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt. Now, a cambric shirt was a type of linen. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Without any seams nor needlework. So the seam is, in any piece of clothing, you typically will have seams. S-E-A-M-S in the plural. S-E-A-M in the singular. And the seam is where the cloth is joined by stitching together at one point. But here he says, without any seams nor needle work. So I'm not sure how they would do that. Then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to find me an acre of land. Now, acre, that's an imperial measurement still used in Britain and Ireland for land. The metric version is hectare, hectare. Tell her to find me an acre of land. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Between the salt water and the sea strands. Now, what's the sea strand? The strand is another word for beach. When I was growing up, my father would have used the word strand probably more than beach. So it's not used as much as it used to be. Between the salt water and the sea strands. Then she'll be a true love of mine. tell her to reap it with a sickle of leather. Now, a sickle, if I'm not mistaken, in Spanish is una hoz. A sickle. Like the symbol of the Soviet state was the hammer and the sickle. Tell her to reap it to... Reap is when you harvest. R-E-A-P. To reap. Tell her to reap it with a sickle of leather. Now, of course, this would be impossible. Because the sickle has to be sharp. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. And gather it all in a bunch of heather. If you go to Scotland, if you go to Ireland in the spring and the summertime, and you go to the mountainous regions, you will see these beautiful purple, tiny purple flowers growing. And it's called heather. It's really a weed. But it's called heather. It's also a girl's name. And gather it all in a bunch of heather. Then she'll be a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. There you go. Let's finish off with a translationist on the accusative. Quiero que me lo den en mano. Quiero que me lo den en mano. I want them to give it to me in hand. I want them to give it to me in hand. Quisiera que organizaran una reunión. Quisiera que organizaran una reunión. I'd like them to set up a meeting. I'd like them to set up a meeting. Necesito que ellos me ayuden con esto. Necesito que ellos me ayuden con esto. I need them to help me with this. I need them to help me with this. Quiero que seamos amigos. Quiero que seamos amigos. I want us to be friends. I want us to be friends. Great song by Bruce Springsteen. Let's be friends. Question. ¿Qué quieren ellos que hagamos? ¿Qué quieren ellos que hagamos? What do they want us to do? What do they want us to do? Question. ¿Qué esperan que yo haga? ¿Qué esperan que yo haga? What do they expect me to do? Expect. What do they expect me to do? ¿Cuándo esperan que lo terminemos? ¿Cuándo esperan que lo terminemos? When do they expect us to finish it? Expect. When do they expect us to finish it? ¿Por qué necesitan que les ayudemos? ¿Por qué necesitan que les ayudemos? ¿Por qué necesitan que les ayudemos? Why do they need us to help them? Why do they need us to help them? Quiero que lo busques. Quiero que lo busques. I want you to look for it. I want you to look for it. Él quiere que yo lo busque. Él quiere que yo lo busque. He wants me to look for it. He wants me to look for it. Quiero que el resto de la gente sepa la verdad. Quiero que el resto de la gente sepa la verdad. I want the rest of the people to know the truth. I want the rest of the people to know the truth. Quiero que todos vayáis juntos. Quiero que todos vayáis juntos. I want all of you to go together. I want all of you to go together. No quieren que mezclemos más de tres colores. No quieren que mezclemos más de tres colores. They don't want us to mix more than three colors. They don't want us to mix more than three colors. No quiero que lo tomes así. No quiero que lo tomes así. I don't want you to take it that way. I don't want you to take it like that. I don't want you to take it that way. Quiero que mis hijos sean felices. Quiero que mis hijos sean felices. I want my children to be happy. To be. I want my children to be happy. I want my kids to be happy. If you go to Scotland and the northeast of England, they will talk about bairns. Bairns. If you go to the north of Ireland and the northwest of Ireland, people will talk about wains. Wains. Now, that comes from wainlings. The correct pronunciation of which is weanlings. Weanlings. Now, what are weanlings? If you have cattle, and if you have calves, which are vaquitos, or any animal, really, the animal is weaned from its mother, which is the process of, over time, reducing and eventually eliminating that they feed from their mother. So you go to sorry, I think some microphone problems there. You go to Ireland, you go to anywhere, any country where there are cows, and you see the young calves suckling from their mother. So eventually the farmer will reduce that possibility, because of course eventually he's going to have to sell the calf, probably. So the verb is to wean. It's a phrasal verb. To wean the calf off. Wean somebody off. And so it's wean, W-E-A-N. But in certain Irish dialects, that becomes wean. So they talk about the weans, the weanlings, and the bairns in the northeast of England and in Scotland. So I want my children to be happy. Queremos que llueva. Queremos que llueva. I want it to rain. I want it to rain. It being the weather. Excuse me. Quiero que se haga realidad. Quiero que se haga realidad. I want it to come true. I want it to come true. Quiero que ocurra pronto. Quiero que ocurra pronto. I want it to happen soon. I want it to happen soon. Quiero que dure. Quiero que dure. I want it to last. I want it to last. I wish this program lasted longer. But that's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn.